The writing of the fathers from the Treasury of Daily Prayer and the Pray Now app today is, well, I think it's kind of fun. You know, this guy, John Chrysostom, we talked about him, God, just 2 weeks ago, I think. You know, he's this father who the people loved him so much, not because he was nice, not because he was their friend, not because he was a good leader, just because he spoke the word of God so well that they named him Chrysostom. It's not his real name. They named him that. Golden Mouth, they called him. Well, he really does have a way with words, I gotta say. I mean, the writing's going to be about basically, you know, how should you understand yourself as you return from the Lord's Supper? What should you think about? And you think about, you know, I know we Lutherans, sadly, in America, we're all German, right? That's not really a good thing. Like, it's great that we have Germans that are Lutherans, but being German does not make you Lutheran, right? And it would be great to have Lutheranism be, oh, a little more out there in the multicultural society that we have. You know, the gospel is for all the nations. But, you know, we Germans, we tend to be stolid people. Is that a way to say it? We are not grim, but we are reserved. And so a lot of times we come back from the Lord's Supper, even as the hymns are going, and we're just kind of grim, right? We just kind of walk carefully. And there's a reverence there, and that's good. I don't want to get rid of the reverence. I'm reverent too. I think it's a good thing. But just think about this. Listen to what he says about how the heart is allowed to feel as you return from the table. John Chrysostom says, "Let us then return from the communion table like lions breathing fire, having become terrible to the devil, thinking on our head, Christ, and on the love that he has shown for us. Our Lord says, I feed you with my own flesh, desiring that you all be nobly born and holding forth good hope for your future. I have willed you to become a brother. For your sake, I shared in flesh and blood, and in turn, I give you the flesh and blood by which I became your kinsman. This blood causes the image of our King to be fresh within us. It produces beauty unspeakable and prevents the nobleness of our souls from wasting away. It nourishes our souls and works in them a mighty power. This blood, if rightly taken, drives away devils and keeps them far from us, while it calls the angels of the Lord and the Lord of angels to us. For wherever they see the Lord's blood, devils flee and angels run. This blood poured forth and washed all the world clean. St. Paul uttered many wise sayings concerning it in the Epistle to the Hebrews. This blood cleansed the secret place and the Holy of Holies. And if this type of blood had such great power in the temple of the Hebrews and in the midst of Egypt when smeared on doorposts, how much more the reality now? The type sanctified the golden altar. Without it, the blood and the sacrifices, the high priest, he dared not enter into the secret place. It even consecrated the priests. It cleansed sins in the Old Testament. But if the blood of the sacrifices was but a type and had such power, if death so shuddered at the shadow, tell me, how would it not have dreaded the very reality? The blood of Christ is the salvation of our souls. By it the soul is washed, is beautiful, and is inflamed. The blood causes our understanding to be more bright than fire, and our soul more beaming than gold. This blood was poured forth and opens heaven. And I repeat, let us then return from the communion table like lions breathing fire, having become terrible to the devil." Now, when's the last time you heard a sermon like that, huh? I'd like to think I could preach that way. Holy moly, is that encouraging and inspiring. What words? What hope? What power? What vigor? What confidence? I mean, I hear us. We're all watching the age around us, the politics, the economy, the ups and downs and the back and forth and the waves of the sea, the wind in the air, and man, do we get depressed, don't we? We get fearful, we get trepidatious, we start to wonder, oh, how's my life going to work out? I'm saying my fear, I'm not mocking you, I'm mocking me, right? My fear, oh, my life isn't the way I want it to be, how's it going to be? I go up to that table and I forget, I don't even listen. How wonderful to be called back by the words of good preaching. Look, son, you're kneeling here at this blood from God. What's this world ever going to do to you?